You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Since it came out almost 20 years ago, Mission Impossible has become a spy film classic. Now Tom Cruise is at it again with Mission Impossible 5 in Kalamazoo theaters this week. James Sanford of Alamo Drafthouse has this review.
Good morning, Mr. Cruise. The year is 1996, and you have been a major star for more than 10 years. You have Academy Award nominations and a strong track record at the box office. What you don't have is a franchise. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, involves recycling a TV program from 30 years ago and turning it into a highly lucrative series of blockbuster movies. The show you will be remaking is My Mother the Car, I Dream of Jeannie. Maybe you and Nicole could do the Sonny and Cher Nitty Gritty Hour. Actually, let's try Mission Impossible. Tom Cruise found his franchise, although it took a while for the Mission Impossible films to hit their stride. For a while, these films seemed like afterthoughts in Cruise's career, the kind of projects he made when he needed a surefire international success to reinforce his box office bankability, or when he wanted to collect a major league check for playing with cutting-edge gadgets, driving dreamy cars, and strolling through exotic locales. But the third time was the charm, as director and co-writer J.J. Abrams turned Mission Impossible 3 into a clever thriller that simultaneously spoofed and celebrated Cruise's screen persona. Brad Bird directed Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, which figuratively and literally took the series to new highs. And now the Usual Suspects director, Christopher McQuarrie, has taken charge of Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, which immediately announces that the 53-year-old Cruise is not about to slow down. The movie opens with a sequence in which Cruise's character, Agent Ethan Hunt, hangs on for dear life to an airplane as it's taking off.
Agent, open the door!
Yeah, okay.
And that's just the curtain raiser. In Rogue Nation, Hunt is trying to take down the Syndicate, a sinister organization devoted to inciting political instability in hotspots around the world. But an unsympathetic CIA director, played by Alec Baldwin, is tired of the impossible mission force's unruly behavior and wants the IMF shut down. That means Hunt and his reliable team of associates must operate outside the system. In London, Hunt runs into the cryptic Ilse Faust, played by Rebecca Ferguson, who seems to be a double agent, working for the Syndicate and perhaps undermining it at the same time. Or is she? Hunt trails her from the Vienna Opera to Casablanca. Get it? Ilse, Casablanca, and then back to London to learn her true allegiance. Along the way, there are some outstanding set pieces, including an assassination attempt during a performance of Turandot, a trip to an underwater vault, a hair-raising motorcycle chase, and multiple twists and turns. Although the laws of nature should decree that Cruise is a bit old for this kind of thing, he looks quite credible and spry, and he's still got strong chemistry with Mission Impossible veterans Ving Rhames and Jeremy Renner. But the movie's ace in the hole is Simon Pegg, in his third Mission Impossible film as Benji, the technical wizard who provides plenty of humor as he tries to keep up with the hard-driving Hunt. If the film has a flaw, it's that after nearly 20 years of Mission Impossible movies, we have all learned not to take anything at face value. So some of the film's surprises are perhaps not all that startling. Even so, Rogue Nation is an enjoyable espionage escapade that should keep spy fans satisfied until James Bond returns to the screen later this year. That tape may self-destruct in 5 seconds, but the Mission Impossible series has not self-destructed after 5 movies. For WMUK, I'm James Sanford from Alamo Drafthouse, Kalamazoo.